After producing a 20-minute video called The Story of Stuff, Annie Leonard found herself attuned to a movement. An animated examination of the world's supply chain may not sound like blockbuster subject matter. In fact, Annie Leonard says she possessed modest hopes when she produced The Story of Stuff. But that's changed now. The video has been viewed 30 million times.
But I think it sort of touched a knowledge that we all have deep inside us. I mean, whether we're worried about losing our house, or we're worried that the toy that we just bought our kid has lead in it, you know, or we don't like to have our kids play outside in front of our house, even though we played outside growing up. There's like all these different ways that we increasingly know that something is not quite right. Yet the mainstream media and the mainstream discourse isn't really acknowledging that. And so I think The Story of Stuff in many ways touched what people already knew.
Within a year of releasing the video, Leonard says she received 250,000 emails. She grew to understand that people everywhere were seeing the same stressed-out natural world that she saw.
You know, the ecosystems are showing exceptional duress. And this is what really worries me, is that even if one liked this toxic-laden, corporate-dominated, growth-obsessed way of organizing a society, even if one made the case that there was something valuable about that, it's physically impossible to continue because of the actual stress on the ecosystem. And we often don't see it day to day. I mean, increasingly we're seeing it more and more with this wacky weather and water scarcities. But if you look at the scientific reports these days, it is really daunting. The scientists studying everything from coral reefs to bumblebees to marine ecosystems, everything. All the scientists are saying that ecosystems are being pushed to their limits.
Simply put, Leonard reminds that we need ecosystems to live. The Story of Stuff hammers home that message, but in producing the piece, Leonard says she wanted to bring context to these dire modern realities.
Yeah, I think that one of the drivers that got us into this mess is our obsession with growth and the way that our whole economy and society is focused on growth, which means more economic activity, which generally means more stuff pulled out of the earth and circulated through this whole system. And where we got off kilter was when we went from looking at growth as a tool to increase human well-being, which it was for a long time, to growth as a goal of itself. And so now our economy is oriented towards continued growth, even when it undermines human well-being. Similar, we switched our goal from human well-being and growth being a tool to achieve that to a goal being growth, and we're willing to sacrifice people on the planet for this, you know, abstract ideal of growth.
Annie Leonard feels that path has been turned upside down. The economy was once based on 70% production. Now consumer spending makes up 70% of the economy. That evolution not only puts pressure on struggling ecosystems, Leonard says it puts pressure on the consumer.
We're in debt. We're on this treadmill of more, more, more. We are bombarded with messages all day telling us that our clothes are inadequate and our car is inadequate and our furniture is inadequate. These constant messages which lead us back to the shopping mall to buy more stuff so that households are now just buried under consumer debt for things that we didn't actually need. So on an individual level, on an economic level, on an ecological level, a lot of people would say on a spiritual or emotional level, this consumer-frenzied society is just not working.
These judgments have resonated across the nation and the globe. The Story of Stuff has now been translated into 30 languages. Faith-based groups, Leonard says, are among the many communities that have embraced its message, one that appears to be moving beyond the typical political divide.
Educators are using it. My favorite email, I think, was from a woman who wrote in, and she said she was a Republican SUV-driving housewife in Texas. She said, "I wouldn't have even watched your film if I had known what it was going to be about, and now I can't look at anything the same." And she's like, "What can I do to get involved?"
A guest of UB's Undergrad Academy on Sustainability, Annie Leonard holds a free public lecture tonight at 7 at the Drama Theater in UB's Center for the Arts. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.